Sport on RT Radio 1 with Kia. Discover our 2-3-1 offers at your local Kia dealer. For more, see kia.com.
Darren Fahill's here with the sports news. Shades of Roy Keane about this Ronaldo interview. Has he played his last game for Man United?
Well, that is the question we are all asking this morning, Gavin. Has Cristiano Ronaldo played his final game for Manchester United? And I think after last night's interview, this upcoming interview with Piers Morgan for Talk TV, it was released to us last night, some of those comments. It'll be played in full later in the week, but you'll have to think he's going to move on after this World Cup. It's a 90-minute interview in total, but here are some of the headlines. He feels betrayed that he's been forced out of the club. He says Erik ten Hag has no respect for him, so he's no respect for his manager. And he goes on to question the progress of the club, claiming it had not evolved in all his time there. You mentioned Roy Keane. Very similar situation, and here is a flavour of what he had to say.
They're trying to force you out.
Yes, not only the coach, but the other two or three guys there around the club.
At the senior executive level?
Yes, that I felt betrayed.
And you think they're trying to get rid of you?
Honestly, I shouldn't say that, I don't know, but listen, I don't care. I'm always, people should listen to the truth. Yes, I feel betrayed, and I felt that some people that don't want me here, not only this year, but last year too.
Do you say 90 minutes?
90 minutes
of that?
Yes, 90 minutes.
Golden cleric shades of it, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. They didn't seem to miss him yesterday, though, Gavin, because they beat Fulham 2-1, the winner coming deep in injury time. And maybe this is the next Ronaldo, the teenager Alejandro Garnacho. Brilliant, brilliant goal. Just a kid, and he produced that last night. Fantastic stuff. Elsewhere in the Premier League, Aston Villa beat Brighton 2-1. Derry City beat Shelburne 4-0 to win the Extra.ie FAI Cup final. And you have to say, very impressive performance by Derry City. It's come after maybe about 18 months ago. They were rooted to the bottom of the Premier Division table. Patrick McIlhenny knows they've come a long way, and he's their skipper.
We have to chase Shamrock Rovers. They're the benchmark. They're an incredible team, but I think there might have been investment, but you still have to do the job. You have to do the business, and we've done that today. We were all at it. I think from 1-11 in the first half, we gave ourselves a good platform, get into half time, and then I think we had experienced players. They take control in the second half and keep the ball off them, and brilliant performance.
He's right, it was a brilliant performance and a fantastic occasion, but it was also disappointing to see social media film footage of trouble among supporters both inside and outside the ground at the Aviva Stadium yesterday. We had those unsavoury scenes at Parnell Park on Saturday at a GAA game. We highlighted those, and rightly so, and I think it's also important to do the same for the soccer yesterday. This footage that we've seen, some of it showing individuals throwing flares and bottles at each other, fighting inside the stadium as well, and I'm sure there'll be an investigation into all of that. The Irish team, meanwhile, will continue their preparations for the Women's World Cup when they meet Morocco in a friendly this evening. The game in Spain is live on the RT News channel and the RT player from 5 o'clock. RT analyst Karen Duggan feels this is a great opportunity for the group.
I think Vera will be delighted that she got the chance to have a camp in November. After the excitement and the jubilation of the Scottish match, it's a real chance for her to get back in contact with the players, get them grounded and focused on what's to come in the next year. Because while this group have done phenomenally well to get to the World Cup, they are going to have to take it to the next level in order to make an impact on the World Cup and in a really, really tough group. But it's a great opportunity as well now to look at new players, the likes of Avian Clancy and Erin McLaughlin, people who are fighting for a place in that squad, because I believe Vera will want to nail that down early and work with a core group of players in order to get them to that level so that they can make the next step, which will be getting points on the board in the World Cup.
Padraig Harrington capped a fine year on the Champions Tour with victory at the Charles Schwab Cup Championship in Arizona. In Florida, Leona Maguire had a top 10 finish in the Pelican Championship. Stephanie Meadow finished in tie for 37th. Time now to reflect on the weekend's rugby. Ireland beat Fiji 35-17. Have to say, we weren't at our brilliant best, were we? But neither were our next opponents, Australia, who lost to Italy. Former Irish international Bernard Jackman joins me on the line. What does this all mean for next weekend, Bernard?
Now, look, I think it'll be a fabulous game this weekend in Aviva. Australia, obviously, are gutted to lose to Italy and missing the last-minute kick, but that wasn't Australia's first-choice team. They made 11 changes from the team that beat Scotland. David Rennie, their coach, likes to play. I think Ireland would be frustrated with how they weren't able to attack as well as they would like against South Africa, but that was understandable given the quality of the South African defence. And then obviously against Fiji, it was a very stop-start game, but I expect Saturday night in Aviva to be free-flowing rugby for both teams, and I think it's going to be a phenomenal way to finish a November series.
And Bernard, we had the sad passing of Gerry Holland over the weekend. Gerry, former Irish international, played for Munster and Leinster, but a very proud Munster man and a great administrator, one of the best I think that province has ever seen.
Yeah, he did it all, player, coach, team manager, administrator, and as a rival, so playing for Connacht or playing for Leinster, he didn't always get a warm welcome on opposition sidelines, but Gerry was always someone who had ultimate respect for, a real gentleman, and I'd like to offer my condolences to his friends and family. He's a legend of Irish rugby.
Bernard Jackman, thanks for joining us this morning. Finally, in cricket, the Irish women's team have been beaten by Pakistan in their latest T20 series. They lost that match just a short time ago by 6 wickets. That's it for now. All the rest of the sports news, including all the GAA reports from the club stuff of the weekend, on the RT Sport website.